On the line, I've got Frankie Venter. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning.
So, how are you doing this morning, and where are you? You're over in the Bay of Plenty somewhere?
I'm actually in Auckland. I just recently moved to Auckland, so I'm in Auckland.
Okay, I was just checking out a little bit of info about you earlier this morning, and you started off in the Bay of Plenty somewhere, I think.
Yeah, so I grew up there, and then for music, I dropped out of school and moved up to Auckland, so now I'm here.
Okay, so you dropped out of school for the music, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I quite like that. You're clearly you know what I think. It sounds like you know what you want out of life if you're doing that.
Yeah. I think I'd definitely be very lost without music. So I'm just grateful to have like music and supportive parents and stuff like that. So dropping out of school was like the best decision I've made. Even though my grandma's like not happy.
Oh, well, there's always someone in the adult world who's going to be a little bit dubious about ideas
exactly.
Like that.
Hey,
so, so you're in sort of doing a little tour around the North Island at the moment?
I am.
Yeah. You're going to be at the Yard Saturday night.
I am, yes.
Can you always get people, even though people are going to hear you, and I'll play a song later of yours too, but can you describe in words what your music and what your show's going to be like?
Oh my goodness. My music is a bunch of different genres, but mostly pop. The show's going to be so fun. We've got local Rag Boys Shore Break opening, which I'm so excited for. The show is going to be a bunch of unreleased stuff and a few rock covers, which is stuff I've never done before, but I'm really excited to do it. Lots of high energy stuff, so
Do you know much about Shore Break? Because you said they're local, and I like to think I know what's going on in town, but I haven't heard of them.
Oh my goodness.
Shock.
They had a song that they recently released called That Girl, and I'm literally obsessed with it. It's amazing.
Okay, I'm going to look that up.
Okay, cool.
So, all right. So you're doing the tour, and you've got music out at the moment that people can check out.
Yes, I have. So I'm Frankie Venter on Spotify and Frankie Venter Music on all the social medias.
Okay, and you how does it work for you? You're just putting out singles every now and again. You're getting an EP together or an album or things like that.
Oh my goodness! I think we have enough songs for an album right now. It's just like probably an EP first, just figuring out like what songs are like cohesive together. But right now it's a bunch of singles, which I actually really enjoy because I can do like promo for like 4 weeks leading up to it. I find like promoing songs so fun. So yeah, like our New Year's resolution as like a team was to not sit on songs and just release as much as we can so they're out in the world, which I think we're doing a good job of. Yeah.
Now, that's interesting you say that because this is the question I wanted to ask you because I often talk to older musicians as well and the social media promotion that's kind of necessary these days, they kind of reluctantly do it. But you're part of a generation that's just grown up with this stuff and you just seem to, it's normal for you, would you say that?
Absolutely. Like, I grew up with, like, no TV, but I had an iPad and the only app on that iPad was, I think it was something called, like, Video Star. And my parents just let me for hours on end make like movies with my sisters and stuff like that and like do editing and stuff like that. So doing social media for me, I'm a massive consumer of social media anyways. But yeah, I like putting out content because I find it really fun to engage with people and yeah.
And I think I read somewhere that you kind of use that's part of your process for making your music. You put things out and test the waters.
Exactly, yeah. I really love doing that because obviously, like, when I put music out, it's for the audience to love, so it's good to know what they like and what they don't.
So, how does that work for you? You're trying to build up a following, or did it originally just go out to friends? Like, you know, how does that all work?
Yeah, so I think when I was 11, 12, I started, like, a singing account on Instagram, and I was doing horrible covers of Billie Eilish and stuff like that. And I would just post, like, most days. And the views started out at, like, 100 views, 200 views. And then one day I posted an Ocean Eyes cover of Billie Eilish's song. And it literally got, like, 20,000 views. And I was like, wow. Mm. And then a few years went by. I kind of was in my teenager phase. I thought I was a bit too cool for it. And then I came back to it when I realized that school wasn't for me and that I wanted to do music. So,
okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I know that, I mean, there's kind of this view of the record companies that they're lazy and they just want people who've already done, you know, got lots of presence on social media. Actually, I did want to ask that question. Are you working with a record company or are you independent?
I'm working with a record label called 5AM, and I think like I'm really grateful because they have been there almost since the start, and they're just focused on like growing me, and just like they want that blue beast for me, and it's really artist lead, which is like a big, like it's a big thing for me, to like I make ultimately at the end of the day, like it's about what I want. So yeah, it's lovely. I love my label. They're awesome.
And do you still have a day job as well as doing the music?
Do I still have a day job? I actually like grew up and didn't have a job at all. And then when I moved to Auckland, I needed money. So I got my first job, in Auckland doing like working at a thrift shop, which I'm finding really fun.
Okay.
But yeah, it's cool. It's a funny juxtaposition. I'm going to work today for 6 hours and then tomorrow I leave for tour.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you work in a surf shop, you're coming to Raglan, so you probably feel right at home here, I'm sure.
No, I do, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I also read that you came through the Girls Rock Camp system, and I don't know if system's quite the right word, but you did Girls Rock Camp, and I was actually keen to talk about this because I just interviewed last month Laura Thompson and Ruth Power, who are from this area, and they're doing, it's called To The Front now, but they're doing it in Hamilton later this year.
Oh, wow.
So,
and how do you know that? I don't know how you know that. Nobody knows that I did that.
No, it says it somewhere. New Zealand musician website.
Oh.
Yeah.
I might have to read up on that. I did Girls Rock with my twin sister, and it was just like really inspiring. Like it was the first time I ever performed on stage, and to be surrounded by loads of creators and loads of women, it was really inspiring for me. And like it was where I wrote my first ever song, and like I would recommend it to anyone, like, yeah, ever. It's amazing.
So who was, I guess they have mentors there who are taking you through workshops and things?
Oh, my goodness. I think we had, it was so long ago now. I think I might have been 12, but I think we had this band called The Mermaids or something.
Yeah.
And they were, like, a big inspiration for me. I'll have to double-check their name. But yeah, it was, like, the most inspiring week.
Yeah, and you were 12, so that must have been a little bit mind blowing at that age, eh?
Yeah, it was, but I like fell in love with like rehearsing, and we were rehearsing and writing every day, and I just fell in love with that process. It was so cool.
And have you been like writing ever since?
Absolutely, yeah. So anything good or bad going on in my life, I write most days, and then a few times a month I'm in the studio showing songs to my producer, and then we pick out the ones that are our favorites.
Wow. Okay. That's you sound like you're in a really good place with all this with the music. How has your songwriting evolved in that time since you were 12?
Oh my gosh. I think up until recently, it's really easy for me to write about breakups because you're hearing songs about breakups on the radio or like that. But I'm trying to challenge myself to write about happy things as well, which I think I'm doing a good job at. So I do definitely find like writing happy songs is harder because there's a whole different like vocabulary. But I find like I like indulging in writing breakup songs better. But I know that like I want upbeat songs for shows. So yeah, have to write those too.
Yeah, you don't want to leave everyone sad at the end of the night.
Exactly. Yeah. Got to uplift people.
So you write, and do you write like just by yourself on guitar to start with? Is that how your process starts?
Yeah, that's how, in my small little dark room. I start with my guitar, and then I'll either get, like, sometimes you get a whole song. Like, I've written a whole song in 5 minutes. Sometimes it takes 3 days to write a song. I'll start with guitar in my room and take it to my producer, which is always fun because he can add, like, you know, synths and piano and, like, harp, and we can do backing vocals and harminies, and that's my favorite. That's my favorite thing ever, to add all that stuff, and it just feels like magic watching it all come together.
So does that process change the song for you? Like,
I think it's important to like be open. Like when I started music, my songs were all on guitar. Like they were even my recorded songs, they were all on guitar. So I think it's been fun to like take it to a producer who like is really open to changing it and like chucking synths in and even taking the guitar out sometimes. That's been a really fun process for me to to use different instruments and stuff and change up my songwriting process and my vibe and stuff.
So I'm interested to hear more about how the decision came that you left school and went to Auckland, and you must have talked this over with your parents, and
yeah.
They're obviously on board, but was that a bit of a process though to get there?
I think they just saw that school really wasn't for me. Like, even in high school, like I used to be really academic. I suppose I am academic, but I just got to the point in school where I just was. My social life wasn't great. Like, it was grueling for me to sit in school for 6 hours, and I couldn't focus. And I think they just saw how unhappy it made me.
Mm.
And I look back at photos on that time, and I literally, like, I'm pale. Like, I have terrible acne because my body's not happy. Like, I'm never smiling in any of my photos. And now I look way more, like, I don't know, like, energized, happy. I feel so much happier. And I think the interesting thing is, I was talking to my mom the other day. She was like, how are you finding Auckland? Like, obviously, it's a really hard thing to do, like, to work, to start working, to be living almost on your own without your family, like, moving away from home and stuff. And I said to her, honestly, like, I don't find it any harder than school, because, like, most people would find school way easier than moving to, like, a city that you don't know on your own. But I found it so easy just because school was so difficult for me. So, like, compared to school, it's been really fun to move here.
Well, you're talking to someone who chose to homeschool their kids, so
love that.
So I'm like, I'm always interested in these stories, and there's the fact that you've taken charge of your life is the sort of thing, like, I always like to hear when people are doing that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I honestly, at some, like, I would have loved to be homeschooled for high school. I think that would have been cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's challenging for the parents. You've got to be set up financially to do it, or accept that you're going to be very poor for a while. But,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's getting harder and harder these days.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your, like, your plans for the future? Like, where do you want this to go?
Oh my goodness! I think the near future. We had a lot of people from Wellington and Christchurch wanting for us to come on tour, so we're already, like, another tour is already in the works to go to those places. So we're not, like, missing out places. So that's.
Oh, we just lost your voice there. I don't know, something's muffled the microphone or something.
Oh, what was I saying? Hopefully at some point an EP this year. I'd love to do that. And we'd love to do a tour that goes to Wellington and Christchurch, because that was really heavily requested with my audience, which
okay.
I'm so grateful for. Like, I can't believe people want me to come to the town. So, yeah, I'd love to go to the South Island and stuff and tour there.
Okay, so we're going to play your song, Layla.
Cool.
Have I said that correctly?
You have said that correctly.
Okay, cool. And just tell it, before we do, look, we'll wrap it up and say goodbye, and then I'll play it after that. But can you tell us what the song's about?
Oh my goodness, this is the, like, song with the most interesting story. Layla is a real person. I was seeing this guy, and he wouldn't stop talking about his girl best friend, Layla. And I was like, oh, like, I won't worry about it. Like, I'm just being paranoid. And in the end, I wasn't being paranoid, and they did end up together.
Okay.
So I wrote a song about it, and the hook is, when all you talked about was Layla. So I had to text Layla, and I was like, hey, look, there's a song about you. If that's okay, we're going to be, like, promoting it for, like, 8 weeks, so your name's going to be all over my social media. So we had to change the spelling of her name a little bit, just to give her a little bit of anonymity.
Okay.
But,
You've answered the question I was going to ask, which was, do they know? They know.
Oh, yeah, they know. She knows.
Okay, well, that's cool. It's cool that you did that. I've just brought it up on, I'm actually playing off YouTube, but it says Layla, then it says in brackets, sped up. Should I be playing that?
So there's a sped up version of every song. I mean, you could play the sped up version.
I don't feel like I want to do that.
Fair enough.
Hold on, I'm just going to type it in again. Frankie Venter, Layla, and not get the sped up version. Is that just it's kind of a TikTok thing, is it?
It is. It's definitely a TikTok thing.
Yeah, we're a bit more old school here. Old school on the radio. We'll just play the normal speed version.
Okay, cool. Yay.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, Frankie, been awesome to talk to you this morning. And we just remind people that you're at the Yard Saturday night. What time are we talking about?
Doors open at 7 p.m., Shorebreak on at 8, and then I'm on at 9.
Okay, and we've got to check out Shorebreak as well, who are a local band who I haven't heard of yet.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to think I know what's going on, but obviously I don't know everything. So I'm really pleased to hear that we've got more music coming out of Raglan as well. Thanks for chatting to us, Frankie, and I hope you have a good time in Raglan.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks, that was Frankie Venter there, and we're going to play her track, Layla, and you've heard what it's about.
He spits on the ground and asks me if I like it. We both know I'd be a fool to tell you that I did. We just sit here sharing scraps of each other's gossip. Nothing to talk about, so we just wait and sit it out. He says I don't know what I do to him. I know it's all lies, but I just say screw it. You know I don't wanna be the one to tell ya. Remind you of the time when all you talked about was Layla. Photos in an album and put it in the bin. Emptied out the dirty laundry.